A new commission created by the Florida legislature to independently investigate the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School includes the fathers of three victims. Several other parents of students who were killed attended the group's first meeting today at Broward College's North Campus. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman reports they want answers and change, and they don't want to wait.
At its first meeting, the commission heard about breakdowns that kept Coral Springs Police and the Broward Sheriff's Office from talking to each other on February 14th.
Listening to the presentation this morning honestly just made me rage.
Fred Guttenberg lost his 14-year-old daughter Jamie in the shooting. For him and other parents of victims in attendance, the information was tough to process.
It was a cluster you-know-what of errors and mistakes, and my kid is dead.
The commission also watched an animation that showed a black dot representing the confessed shooter move through the 1200 building that day. A narrator announced each time the shooter injured or killed a student or staff member, shown as green and blue dots. The group plans to present a report with its findings to the legislature by next year. Parents of victims said that's not soon enough.
Why wait till January 1st? Many of our families still have other children that attend not only MSD, but other Broward schools.
April Shentrup's 16-year-old daughter, Carmen, was killed. She addressed the commission.
Look into everything, but also the things that you do find, report them immediately.
Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri chairs the commission. He said there's nothing stopping schools from quickly implementing changes that come up during their meetings.
Nobody should wait. If somebody sees a gap, they need to fill it.
I'm Jessica Bakeman in Coconut Creek.
WLRN reporter Katie Switalski contributed to this report.